Our first feature today is being read by Sarah Wingate Gray. It is by Emma Brennan, reminiscing about her scrapbooks.
My preference for tangible items over virtual has been well documented in this column, so it will come as no surprise that among the many pieces of paper ephemera in my nostalgia collection are a couple of scrapbooks and an autograph address book. Nowadays, people are more likely to browse through images online and store them digitally via their mobile device. But there are still a few of us who enjoy the screen-free way to organise, store and relive old memories. In fact, in a world that has become almost entirely digitalised, tactile papercraft hobbies such as scrapbooking are beginning to regain popularity, although not in the same form as when we were younger. Scrapbooking today is an art form for which you can buy a whole range of specialist papers, stickers, and images. Unsurprisingly, you can even buy digital images to download and print off yourself, combining both online and real worlds. Scrapbooks, as an affordable means of conserving and arranging personal and family history, can be traced back to the 15th century, when they were originally known as commonplace books. They contained facts and ideas relating to the individual's interests. They were in many ways the early incarnation of what people would nowadays call mood boards, which again, you can put together digitally on social media sites such as Pinterest. In the 1940s, when my mum was a child, she remembers having very little in the way of toys or games, so making a scrapbook was a free creative activity. She told me, "I had a big scrapbook and would cut out any pictures I could find in magazines to stick into it. Mum never bought any magazines, so I don't know where she got them from. But if I liked a picture, I would cut it out and stick it into the scrapbook with flour and water glue. Anything pretty such as flowers or big colour pictures of models." By the 1970s and 80s, when I was a youngster, empty scrapbooks were readily available, just waiting to be filled with all kinds of papery bits and pieces. In my case, this ranged from pictures of my favourite bands clipped from copies of the New Musical Express, NME, or the Melody Maker, alongside ticket stubs or concert programmes. I still have scrapbooks containing pictures of my favourite bands at the time, The Alarm and Teardrop Explodes. My sister kept a scrapbook as she was preparing for her wedding. She wore my mum's wedding dress, so included pictures of both of them wearing the same dress some 30 years apart. She also kept receipts, order of services, and menus. As an avid cook and baker, my mum has a recipe scrapbook with handwritten recipes alongside magazine cuttings. Apart from providing a trip down memory lane, the contents of these scrapbooks also document the culture, fashions, and tastes of the times, and show how much things have changed, not least the price of everything. Another physical record in book form that seems to have gone out of fashion in the digital age is the autograph book. I had one and can recall asking my classmates to sign it when we left one school bound for another. I used to think this was a bit daft, really, but apparently that was their original purpose. From as early as the 15th century, they were exchanged among friends and colleagues to fill with personal messages, rhymes, and other mementos. By the time I acquired one, it was also commonplace for people to try to secure signatures of famous people, ranging from actors to rock stars. Mum never had an autograph book, because she never got a chance to meet anyone famous. In the 1970s and 80s, my friends would take their autograph books along to gigs or football matches in the hope of meeting their heroes and acquiring their signatures. I was always a bit envious of anyone who had met someone significant. But by the time I was old enough to meet my heroes, I'd moved past the phase of autograph hunting. However, anyone who managed to bag a few of the most famous people of the day and who hung on to their autograph books could now get handsome rewards by selling them online. I recently saw one with 1970s footballers' autographs for sale on eBay for £700. These days, autograph books aren't a thing. Gone are the days when screaming youngsters would queue for hours at the theatre stage doors, hoping to get a glimpse of their idol and persuade them to put pen to paper. Instead, they whip out their mobile phones and ask their idols to pose with them for a selfie. And they don't have to eagerly await Monday morning to show their classmates a signature in a book, as they can post their pictures instantly on social media. Personally, I miss the thrill of the chase and finding a gem for either of my books, but I'm glad I took the time to compile them when I did, because I can relive those memories whenever I choose to, whether I have Wi-Fi or not.